Americans have given hundreds of millions of dollars to charity since the terrorist attacks on September 11th, most of that money going to the Red Cross or to funds which specifically benefit survivors of people who died in attacks that day. But for smaller charities with very different missions, there is considerable concern that their own givers may be among those inspired to contribute to the survivors of September 11th, and that they may not turn around and write their usual checks to their usual charities. Christy Wilkins joins us from our Los Angeles studio. She's the founder and executive director of Dramatic Results, which is based in Long Beach, California. Dramatic Results works to improve elementary and secondary school students' academic achievement through work in the arts. Christy Wilkins, do you really think that your group and others like you are going to be in trouble?
I would hope that it's not the case in the long term, but yes, definitely in the short term, I feel that we are going to feel the brunt of the redirection of contributions.
Well, what makes you think that people won't see these as extra gifts that won't be in place of the kind of giving they normally do to local groups or to churches or to causes?
I think two reasons. One, certainly the state of the economy and the fact that things were slowing down before the 11th. And certainly just the magnitude of the tragedy, and it's touched us all. And even many of us in the nonprofit world have written our own checks to the whatever degree that we can. And I think there's such emotional thrust behind that, that we've given everything that we possibly can to help the immediacy of it.
Is your concern shared by other groups, like charities that support research on diseases or colleges that need help with their endowments?
I really don't have a perspective on those. What I do have perspective on is the fact that about 90% of the nonprofits in the United States have budgets of $300,000 and less. We're tiny little agencies, and we're the ones that are primarily giving the direct service to the families, to the children, not necessarily doing the high-end research that may be university-based. Those smaller agencies are the ones that rely so heavily on the individual corporations and the private contributions, not necessarily those that are either governmental and or multi-year, very large grants. And I would also like to point out that most of us as nonprofits, as small ones, also don't have the necessary endowments that many of the large nonprofits have to get them through the lean times. We're seeing it here immediately in terms of corporations who rely on their employee giving programs to support local agencies. And the local employees are saying, we love what these agencies are doing, but we've got to support what has happened in New York and Washington. And so the corporate giving program has very little choice because they need to keep morale up. They need to do their part. And they're having to make unfortunate calls to us and say, we're not going to be able to give to you at the level we thought. We're looking at maybe 50% if we're lucky.
So when are you going to know whether you have a problem or you don't?
We know we have a problem now in terms of not meeting our goals for the budget. And so we, like probably most of the nonprofits out there, are seriously looking at their budgets and their finances to try to find out who can take cuts and who doesn't have to. Personally, I probably will look at not taking a salary for the balance of the year to make our budget work.
Christy Wilkins, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Christy Wilkins is the founder and executive director of Dramatic Results. Her organization works with young people in Long Beach, California.